You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
It was back.
Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
1996.
It's so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute.
You're not even Chavito.
Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Justin.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to
very low energy. Right. Bro just woke up.
Yeah.
All right, I got this to worry.
I'm
welcome back to the You Damn Right podcast of wrestling. We're watching wrestling in 1996.
Yeah, we're in 96. We are
fuck
watching
2004.
Yeah, Sam said fuck 2004. Which I'm very sad about because we were very close to Muhammad Hassan's debut.
Well,
now it's very
luckily
far
for
away
you. Again. He's on this show, so it's fine.
Well, we're a few years away.
That's
from
crazy.
But we're watching the Monday Nitro.
What?
Where Scott Hall shows up.
Where?
Who?
Yo.
You,
man,
wait, you know back? Who I am?
I don't.
You're That's... a little back.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, so full disclosure, the Netflix deal really fucked us.
In the
ass. I know Sam tweeted about it on the YDR account, but I would like to also reiterate it here on the podcast. The Netflix deal really fucked us. We were gonna be continuing and doing what we were doing and whatnot, but holy fuck, are they slow to put the shit on Netflix and whatnot.
They've not edited anything since the first week, and that was 2 months ago.
Yep. So we're kind of just stuck in this limbo.
Yeah.
Somehow WCW.
I have access to like Raws from this era, but Raw for 04 and 05 and moving forward was getting increasingly more difficult to track down.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it was also a thing of like John and I started in 01 and
I could me too.
It was mid 04. Getting kind of old, like getting a little burnout on the people that were around the whole time. And like, I don't know, it was getting a little stale. But at least like with this, we're going to be watching WCW and WWF. So like there's two completely different casts of characters and it's about to hit quite literally, regardless of your opinion, hands down factual, the hottest period in professional wrestling for both fucking companies. So
yeah,
Sam, WWE's hot right now. Triple H told me,
hey John, how about you fucking kill yourself?
I'm working on it.
Thank you.
I've got a mute.
Anyway, Justin, take us in.
I'm here.
Hey,
Sam's here. Mailer's here.
Wait. What is it, Jonathan?
If we're gonna go back in time, we have to do this right.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we made it. It's May 27th, 96. All right, go ahead, Justin. Sorry about that.
We are all here and not born yet.
What?
Oh yeah, this actually is the first show that none of us have were alive.
That's yeah. Well,
Wyatt has yet to watch a show where he was alive.
Where he's alive, yeah. Wyatt is canonically not alive.
Wyatt
in the
was
YDR
so
universe.
Close to being born, and then we went back way too
Wyatt's
far.
Parents might not even be married at this point. I don't know.
That's crazy. I think my parents were married in May of 96, I think.
And we're definitely married by this point.
They weren't married for very long.
Oh, well.
Anyway, we'll get to that on the divorce court podcast
later.
That we're going
to
do.
Watch Nitro.
Warscore podcast later. Is just us doing Love is Blind reacts.
Yeah, it's real.
Us doing an emotional trauma dump thing.
Anyway,
Sam.
Hey.
Hmm? Melee.
Idiot.
John.
War.
War.
Are you ready to watch WCW Monday Nitro from May 27th, 1996?
Oh,
once, yes, I'm actually
baby.
Very excited to.
You damn right.
I know what happens.
Wow, we have so much enthusiasm. Let's see how long that lasts.
Sam, yeah, well. You hit that like the like a fucking
this is pre-NWO
voice line in the video game.
How long that lasts. Oh shit, dude! Put me on a building!
Oh shit, brother!
Oh shit, dude! Put me on another building!
Oh, the TV, I forgot about
it. Dude, we haven't done this in, like, a month and a half.
This is somehow gonna be a fucking awful recording.
Monday night, and you know what that means.
Oh, which Wednesday night, you know what that means?
It's Tuesday night. What are you guys talking about?
Doesn't exist yet.
This isn't Super Tuesday. This is how it turned out here.
No. It is not. It is not Tuesday morning. It hasn't happened yet, idiot. It hasn't happened yet.
All our bits are like not worth doing because they haven't happened yet.
Don't work yet. It doesn't happen yet. Just we legally can't do it. Good bit.
Oh my god! It's the guy from According to Jim.
What?
What? Genuine what? And right before
9 o'clock, our regular Harold Zbyszko time.
Is here. That's John awesome. And Bobby the Brain Heenan will be with you, and Larry. Anthony Schiavone is. Two-hour program because
tonight, later Bobby on Heenan, in the pussy. Second hour,
Sting and what?
Yes, yeah, Robert Heenan. I think the
very first golden opportunity for Scott Steiner here to
capture a major reputation
of Sting. You know, Sting. The guy in the back. Over the
trustworthiness of his partner
and friend Lex. The kid that pissed the bed in Home Alone. By the rumors
of these, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Rory Culkin.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. He was on Raw last night. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't watch the product.
I forgot
yesterday was Monday. I just got really
and,
confused.
Fucking Roman came out. That was it. By the giant. He wasn't ready for it. He says he'll be ready for tonight. Fucking Magador. He's gonna choke slam the shark again. Saw. Mark my
word. Plus, that's my gimmick. Program, the
nature boy, Rick Flair, oh, not anymore. Will be
together as a tag team. Yeah, it's not a gimmick. I forgot. For the Great American
Bash. Plus, Colonel Rob Hunter says he has a brand new man. He'll interview with shoot. Alright, get to a fucking match, dog. I don't care.
I was just about to say we're getting to the fucking
yeah, I'm
water
not
bottle crinkle scale.
Also, like, when does Roman come out? Yesterday during Raw, and then a few minutes.
I actually
later,
did say
out.
That as a bit. I'd be,
yeah,
only because I knew he actually was.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
He came out
whoa.
After the call.
Buff actually
American males
American males
American males American males American males American males. We started watching modern wrestling and it killed the podcast.
Yep.
Like almost immediately.
When they fight
whoa,
the
go Vols! Go Vols! Go Vols! Yeah! Yeah!
Someone fucking entered the clip of Johnny saying go birds when fucking Lyra Bumperia was coming out during the fucking Rumble
what
sim.
What did I say?
What the fuck was
not
the show
you.
Oh.
John Blood.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck did I say? Oh my god!
Oh, fuck, we cannot fucking
oh
escape
my god.
Him.
This, the first match ever. I, look who I'm with. Go birds!
Is that...
Wait a yes. minute! Wait a minute! Oh my god! Who's that on
this
the left?
This is Sullivan! Come on down! I can't call Nancy.
It is us.
Oh my evolution. God, dude. I have to fix my fucking
Evolution!
Headset.
Triple! You look really
triple.
Fucking different! I didn't know you got tits! Woo! Teeth
Arn Anderson.
Nice haircut!
Arn Anderson looks like this now.
Yeah, looks younger now.
I pull out the Glock.
Ooh, I got a Glock in my woo. Oh, brother.
Ugh.
This is a fucked up opening match, by the way.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Why are the American males dressed like the Flying Elvises?
Because they are. The Flying Males.
Wait. Deborah!
Hey! Wait, what?
Deborah! They mentioned Steve Deborah.
Mungo, oh, wait a minute. They mentioned Mungo.
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 Anyway, shouts out, woman and Miss Elizabeth. Oh my fucking god.
No, wait a minute. I kind of like the person standing next to her. I kind of like that blonde.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I kind of like Crush.
Oh!
Reminds me of my friend Orange, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember watching that show one time. His hands in his fucking pockets killed the business.
Save your fucking voice, he'll be on the show later, probably.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Okay. I hadn't even considered that.
If memory serves me, he actually might show up during this match, actually.
My memory does not serve me. I serve my memory.
They're feuding at this time. Claire and Savage.
They're down on the floor. You know, the entire country getting excited
about this tag team matchup. And the great American... Oh, my God.
Good Judas.
Fucking...
Jay Leno! And he'll be
talking, of course, matchup. And
Kevin Green, as we saw at Slam 3...
I also want to explain it. This is, like, an extremely cursed Nitro setup, by the way.
We'll do this new bit. Where I'm, this is the new,
where you scroll IG Reels.
No. I was gonna post this,
It is gonna be something I'd
bust fucking out, algorithm. On
I'm
the feed.
Play the new YDR theme song. Hang
on. Alright. Ooh! Yeah, for the $15
fuck
tier, you can unlock Sam's algorithm.
I'm gonna kill myself. play Batista's theme.
What the fuck
oh
is this?
God.
What is... Huh?
I'm getting drunk.
Why is that there?
You know why, Justina? I'm God's drunkest driver. Our driver car.
Good bit, very good bit.
Thanks. Welcome back. Playing the same fucking riff for three goddamn days straight because every time I play it flawlessly for 5 minutes and then I start fucking up and it pisses me off.
Ooh! Flair Bagwell been fighting for his life. He was in the wrong corner. He's got to get out of there. You motherfucker! I'll kill you where you are.
Oh god!
Oh my god!
I can't believe that it's 96 and he's still taking that fucking bump on his hip.
Bros, taking that shit well into 08. This is even more insane.
Is he Marcus Bagwell right now, or is he buff?
Yes. He turns buff. He joins the NWO, so no, he's not buff yet.
That's a fucking insane sentence that I didn't know that happened.
Yes.
I didn't know it took that long.
Yeah, I think he turns
I want to say the end of 96. Turns, I think. That will outweigh and thus come into play and defeat Kevin Green and Steve McMichael.
Oh, come on. It won't even be a problem. I bet you right now any money Ric Flair's going to have McMichaels crying like a baby in that figure
Michaels.
Four, and then party with his wife afterwards.
What are you talking about? You're talking about two of the greatest athletes ever.
Thank you very much.
In our, well, we have...
welcome.
We have been poured champagne by the nature
of
Flair.
See, now that's the kind of guy Flair is, along with Arn Anderson. These guys can teach the American males how to wrestle while they...
American males.
Pain at the same time.
Wait a minute.
That is a class outfit.
Is that what that is?
Oh, God. All right.
Fucking...
What the hell?
Well, fans,
this is a class...
Well, fans, we're fucked.
Go pour water and... Do a fucking wine glass as a bet.
The American males getting a dose of why the horsemen are who they are. The enforcer Arn Anderson and the nature boy Ric Flair.
Not yet.
Scotty Riggs almost out of instinct trying to punch
his way
through
the horsemen at this point.
But not through the midsection of Arn Anderson.
Yes.
Yes. Him off, Tony. Again, when someone starts punching their way out of frustration.
Shattered dreams.
They've lost emotional control.
Oh.
This is the same thing Anderson and Flair are going to do when they get their hands on Kevin Green and Steve McMichaels. And, of course, Memorial Day, the day we remember our debts. I think we should bow our heads for a moment of silent laughter.
Bye, too.
For Kevin Green and Dumbo.
Well, this little you, piggy went to market, and this little piggy said, "Woo!" Michael, who are superior
athletes, two of the greatest in the history of the NFL. I feel like this is a forgotten art in wrestling. Is actually working the fucking body part and then doing the submission move.
What you mean to do that every night?
Yeah, whatever. Do it, destroyer, and get it over with, kid.
Alright, so
is that kid in his fucking boxers?
Oh, right there.
How about this? How about I break your fucking neck doing 18 fucking
destroyers
in a row, and then I fucking pin you? That's my psychology.
Oh no, I just realized Benoit's in this fucking company, dude.
Benoit is in this company.
God, oh my god, we get to watch the fucking Benoit. Fucking,
oh no!
Benoit feud! We
oh
get to watch
no!
The fucking Sullivan feud!
Oh, I
the
hadn't Sullivan considered feud. This!
Oh, baby, that's hot. That's hot.
Oh, dude, we made a fucking really big mistake.
Okay, I actually got to mention, I kind of wish that we watched,
psychological warfare.
What fucking.
These stupid football players.
What was it? It was,
That was lucky!
Like Super Bowl 96, I think, or something. They do like the fucking, what they call it, like the lethal lottery, whatever. So it's like the fucking randomizer tag team shit. I shit you not, make a tag team where it's just fucking Benoit and fucking, you know, Kevin Sullivan, and I almost shit my fucking pants.
Harry Corbin hot tag. Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cesaro hot tag.
Oh my god. That's when Norton was a menace. That's when Norton was a menace.
The Liatto weapon.
Mojo! He's cooking the roster. Oh
my
god.
God.
When I die.
When I give Ric Flair CT.
Ric Flair, yeah.
Look at Riggs is getting frustrated, but he's got to maintain his cool and get out of the ring.
Small package on Anderson in. They're rolling the other way.
Whoop-o.
Come on, ref.
All right, me when I'm fucking stupid.
Me when I'm stupid as fuck.
All right, I'm going to count the pin anyway, I guess. Flair
kicked away. Me when I'm stupid.
God, what happened to wrestling?
Yeah.
Wrestling got better. I hate this.
Oh, my God. Oh my god!
Oh my god, the buffplex! It's the bridge suplex, it's his move! Arn Anderson! Oh my god! Picked him right of the fucking kidney!
It's crazy! Shoot.
Ahmed Johnson, kick in the kidney.
Puff sold it like he got kicked in the balls.
For him, honestly. Number one, number two. What the?
What?
I didn't see that!
I trust these bitches. Oh, baby! From the enforcer on Anderson, and I believe Did you do that like it was like an outside interference?
This is a good opener. Booker T pin.
This is crazy.
All of their shoulders were down.
Nah, Flair's shoulder wasn't down because Buff's fucking arm was underneath him. You know. Wrestling logic.
Again, master
of deception by Ric Flair. Oh, time to grab my food. But he won't have to go that far to run over two football players. This is going to be a laugh. Little celebration now from Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, woman, and Miss Elizabeth making their way over to their VIP section where they'll be.
I did it! All by myself! Woo! That's never gonna wash out.
I'm hungry. Tony Schiavone, ladies, Arn Anderson,
Elizabeth Woman, Ric Flair. Elizabeth Woman. Would, please,
very quickly. Elizabeth Woman. I think maybe you and
Mr. Anderson
here have
dug a bit of a hole for your Mr.
Anderson. Anderson.
Alright.
Thank Christ he is in here.
Christine was here. Anderson.
You know, Gene, I think Randy is about to come out here and blow my back out. Ooh!
What'd you say about stop spoiling the script? 96, kayfabe still exists. I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill
you. Oh my god, he hit this
shit. What are you doing? Yeah, bro, this hit that shit. He's got a massive cock, by the way. Oh, chair!
Oh, chair!
Chair!
WCW Japan Super Jesus Show, Christ, cock chair. Watch!
Chair! Oh my god.
Bro's hog is fucking hogging.
Cock watch. Crazy Ric Flair cock watch. Bro's nature boy is all out. Liz, woman myself,
double A, we've been to the Keys all weekend. We gotta what? What?
I found Keith and I jingled them in front of my faith for 2 hours.
Green, woo! Wherever
you are! Woo! I don't care how many times jiggled them in front of my faith and I thought, woo! For 2 hours. Better step in now! You know why? You want to know why? Woo! Hey, hey, hey.
Ooh, you get what the what? Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
While you've been playing football, I've been making up a lost time down Austin.
Get it.
Deborah belongs to the.
Wait a minute. Austin and Deborah. Well, I don't know about that. Elizabeth, say that again. Is
this too timing in your estimation? Oh, no. The champ can have anything he wants.
Oh, please. And you know what?
What do you mean by that?
What the?
You know. Everybody thought that I
Mar Anderson, what can he get? Sugar
daddy. He's just wrong
with your what? Role, brother. She's me and Anderson's the fucking chaperone.
Fortune 4.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Fortune 5. Thanks a lot, Mean Gene. We will have more Edition. WCW Monday Nitro. Oh, fuck. Evan Green of the Carolina Panthers? What doing here?
Welcome back live. I can't believe that of the people in that last promo segment, Ric Flair is one of the ones that are alive. They'll be facing
Kevin Green, Steve Mongo, McMichael coming up at the Great American. Isn't I mean, let's not keep it that way, but you know. Former All-Pro and Kevin Green of the Carolina Panthers get their workout in. Let's take a look. It's a big ass hat.
Great.
Oh, Deborah looks hot. What happened?
Maybe we should have stayed in 04.
Alright. Oh my god, it's John Blood.
Yeah, real.
I'll show you.
Holy shit.
What?
Me and Sam at the Gooning triathlon meet.
What?
You heard me. Show me somebody I could do bits on. Can't do bits on Mongo. I actually like Mongo.
No, I'm gonna. I mean, I'm gonna hit the obvious bit, but other than that, we're good. Here comes Mongo.
Yeah, well.
There you go, Sam.
Well, then I am too.
What are you? What did you just say to me, Michael?
I'm gonna shove this up your ass.
Yeah. Oh.
Help cook.
Huh?
Actually, help cook.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
I did.
He could cook, clean, and fuck.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Let him know. Let him know.
Especially one of them.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. I can buy two out of the three. I don't think you clean up after yourself. Man, Ric Flair and Arn Anderson will ever face. Oh, stop it. They're going about it all wrong. They're lifting weights like a couple of overgrown dumbbells, thinking power is going to be the puzzle.
The hell?
Oh, my God.
You are not a person. You are an NXT
God.
My name.
Favorite
gen-
my favorite gender is WCW fucking Mid-Carter.
I thought that was both Diamond Carter, Dallas like Page and Brian Pillman. And,
it could be.
That's Professor Saturday Exceptional.
Mr. Murphic.
Oh, no! Damn it. Savage isn't here. God damn it.
Who the fuck are you?
Mauler.
It's the Mauler.
I'm gonna go take a shit.
Cannonball. Cannonball. You actually?
Yeah, I'm gonna go take a shit. Well, he
may be more this dangerous now than he's ever been. I'm talking about
the Macho Man Randy. Oh, waiting for a fucking running because I don't know who any of you two are. And here he is, the first time on television, the Mauler. There's no way this goes on like a minute.
Well, Colonel Parker looks awful happy sitting down there. Look at a big smile on his face. He's not even waving his hanky. You're looking at our capacity crowd on hand in the arena this week.
Whoa. WCW Monday Nitro is live and on TNT in the second hour. The Giant Mauler. Shock for the world title, plus
Sting and Scott Steiner. What did you just say to me? And the Mauler wasting no time. This
is where impressions are made. This Giant and the who? Look at that power sending Steve all
over. Yeah, nice snap. Giant Peach. Got some good
balance. Okay, thank you. Games versus the Peach. That's awesome. Tried to get offensive. Got an upper hand, but the Mauler quickly turned it around, and you can watch him walk. The guy's got some self-confidence, knows what he's doing in there. And he's got a fine manager, no denying the ability of Rob Parker, a scoop slant. You know, since the Macho Man was taken away from all television events, there have been security people at all the doors and all the exits, the entrances, and World Championship Wrestling, making sure that he stays out, because you never know what he's going to do. Look at this! Oh, my goodness! I'm so invested. Steve Dahl thrown all the way across the ring,
and the Mauler staying on top of him here. This is really this dude's fucking wrestling attire. What the fuck is this?
He's like if Shawn Michaels didn't take the fucking assless chops off before he wrestled. No,
they're not. Yeah. Let's lift
weights and wait for a quarter. Hurry the fuck up. Like, thank you. Okay. All right. So,
this is Shawn Michaels if Marty Jannetty did the barbershop spot.
Yeah, real.
What did you just say?
He's right.
Who is this? What the fuck?
Okay.
All right, guys. You need to do all that.
This is wrestling.
You need to do all that. But we may have a count out if they don't get back in. But I tell these kids to get fine. He hit the pole. Ooh. Here's a perfect handle. Mauler grabbed
it, used it great. The Mauler. Sorry, the camera didn't get that. Do that again. WCW Monday Nitro live
in the very first hour of our 2-hour edition. Beginning this morning. This is like a match. And live each
and every Monday here on TNT. Certainly feels like 2 hours.
The Mauler. Yeah, well.
Working over the youngster Steve.
Just waiting for one thing and one thing only.
We have to take a commercial break and we'll be back with more live on TNT. The
first right after this. Why did this? Why is this a two-segment match actually? Welcome back live to the fuck.
What?
Oh, Sam, you better come back, big man.
Sam decided to take a shit at the worst time.
Sam, no. Oh, fuck.
I'm waiting for a run-in. It's the run-in.
Yeah, oh wait a minute. That's crazy.
It's Jon Moxley.
Idiot. Hey. Can somebody help me find Vince? I made it to show.
Give me a microphone.
I'm cutting a mic. Promo, chico.
Give me a fucking mic.
I need to find
mic.
Vince McMahon.
I have no idea. Wait a minute.
You guys like at all?
You people, what's with him? You know who I am.
I, who?
But you don't know why I'm here.
Survey top.
Where is Billionaire Ted? Where
what?
Is the Nacho Man? That punk can't even get in the building. Me, I go wherever I want, whenever I want.
Listen, we need to call.
And where, oh where, is Scheme Gene? Cause I got a scoop for you. When that
Ken doll
look-alike, when that weatherman wannabe comes out here later tonight, I got
I'll
a challenge
him.
For him, for Billionaire Ted, for the Nacho Man. And for anybody else in WCW,
yeah, let him know. That's not real, so let him know. WCW, wrestling.
You want a war?
Hey! Em, I'm sorry. I hope you're watching on your phone because that was it.
I don't know what to say. Randy Anderson's coming. Randy? Randy, what's going on here?
Okay.
What about the match, Randy? What's going? The match is match. Fans, we got to go to a break.
The match left.
I have no idea what to say. Stay with us. Gee.
Oh, so can anybody help me find Vince? Oh, okay.
WCW Monday Nitro on TNT. The first hour continues here.
Yeah, anyway.
Tony Schiavone.
I was going to say. All right, well, that happened. Anyway, here's this.
Well, fans, that happened.
What happened anyway? Anyway, here's a shark.
We should just not tell Sam.
What the hell's this? A whole bit of a black. Oh, look. Look at a fat here, Teddy.
Oh, yeah, wow, fat Teddy Long is kind of crazy.
Yeah, fat here, what the fuck? How about this?
He has the Kid Goku-like shape.
What is Usmk in?
The great American Marine Sergeant, out with Teddy Long, one of the greatest managers the sport's ever seen.
But he's Teddy Long?
You don't agree with that?
Well, look what he's done to Sergeant Pittman. This guy came in, he was vicious.
Dude, Fat Teddy Long got crazy aura.
Fat Teddy Long is... Oh, shit.
Cell 5-5?
Oh, crazy gear, dog.
I mean, I don't think it's that version of the song, but it is Diamond Dallas Page. I was right.
I mean... I think this is his song, at least.
He's gonna be so angry.
Did he actually not watch it?
We're gonna find out.
Yeah, he's gonna find. What if we just don't tell him and we guess? It's a thing that he picked the wrong show. Yeah, never showed up. Actually, sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh hi. Hey, M.
What?
A question. Were you watching any of that match?
No.
You missed it.
Oh, Skull came out?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Great.
Great. Thank you, Sam.
Cool.
Sorry, you see him again.
It's awesome. All right, we're done.
I was gonna say, for one reason, we were watching this. That's crazy.
I had to take a shit.
I gotta take a shit. In the back of my mind, I'm like, oh.
Why didn't you tell me?
We're taking a shit. How are you gonna hear me?
You fucking have the. No, I did not. Did you have your headset on?
No.
We were like, Sam, Sam, come back. We
invite you at least to watch it. Shoulder block takedown. Like you usually do. Here's a lateral press. Usually take a look to watch this. I don't think anything of it.
Where? We'll do the promo again.
Oh, that's fine. You want Sam? McMichael should have went to Sergeant
Pittman if he wants to learn wrestling moves. Did he want a war?
Sam, we got something way more important in this match. We got Fat Teddy Long.
That's he's actually, awesome. Yeah, but
look at this. He's actually pretty fat here. I don't understand what happened. Pittman's given Diamond Dallas Page again. I'm a hungry player.
Hibernating.
Oh. Sam. Usmk on his shirt.
What? Oh, Usmk. I can't even fucking say it.
Yes. Usmk.
Usmk. How about that headbutt?
Whoa! I can hate the military.
Yeah, let him know.
Some acronyms.
Let him know.
Gotta hate the military.
Oh my god, DDP, you're such a fucking weird fucker.
What?
This is how Benoit got tangled. An accident. The pit bull.
Sending Diamond Dallas crashing through to the ring now. The Stone Pitbull.
Page trying to go outside again. I'm a hero, Pittman. Well, he is outside. The referee should break this.
Oh, see. Oh my God.
That was an insane cell. Make the ring your friend. Make the ring your ally. That shit. That's a big secret. Diamond Dallas. That shit. This is also our first one in Diamond Dallas. He walked out. Age match in like God knows how long.
Yeah, long sure time.
Did. Since he was a pervert.
He's still a pervert.
Oh, God. No, I mean, last time we saw him was him doing the fucking Christian stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was like the fucking motivational speaker or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Code Red!
Oh, Maestro! Oh, Maestro! I think he did it right.
I've never seen anyone do a Code Red like that.
Oh, we had a cross arm breaker the wrong way. Hold on, I'm at a player.
What? Oh my god, Diamond Cutter!
Diamond Cutter!
Diamond upside down is a pussy!
Pussy!
He attacked the bottom fat man.
Ew.
The way fucking... The way John just hit that.
That's how they hit it in the movie.
Yes!
Diamond upside down is a
Diamond
pussy!
Diamond upside down is a pussy! Kill him to hell. But I hit half a diamond. And does the other half. We make a full pussy.
Upside down is a pussy.
What?
Oh shit, they put me behind a box.
Holy shit, there I am.
Someone help me, I'm trying to get out of this box. Why are they? Oh my god, they put me at 8. It's the eight natural FPS. Man. Help me, please. Oh, get the fuck off me!
Oh my god, is that Das Wonder Kid?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Move! Yeah! God, that's for talking to Elizabeth! Who are you?
Wait, did you just look at Elizabeth?
Who the fuck are you? Are you sleeping with my wife? My wife?
My wife?
I've hit the fucking bore. I've been my wife.
My wife.
Oh, this is why I always talk about ACAM. I fucking hate you motherfuckers. Get off of me.
Wait, who put this tree here?
You gotta talk about.
Alright. Oh my god.
Savage's final thoughts, too.
It's crazy. They put me in the same box as the Macho Man. That was this subtle foreshadowing meme. To himself, the
Macho Man. Ooh, I'm in the NWO already.
Yeah, I looked at the Bash at the Beach fucking poster and I was like, why is Macho Man in NWO colors?
That's crazy.
Fuck you!
Funny. Funny. Oh.
Oh, they put me in a box too. Help me out. I'm not even in. Before I'm.
Oh my
I'm in
god!
What the fuck happened to the giant? Shrunk. He shrunk.
No, it's
he has a microphone.
Shark.
What happened? Oh, sorry. Shark.
The giant SmackDown.
The shark.
The shark.
Oh, he's got a triangle on his shirt.
He's probably like 28 here.
Probably.
Oh, me, Gene?
I just turned 18. Took his first promo in WCW. So was the shark.
Sam's hairline.
What?
That's actually 37.
It's your fucking hairline.
37. I'm gonna hurt you. Start to have a wrestling match. He's 38 years old. Championship. Stop screaming at me. I'm beating the
giant. That was so cool.
Dog, it's a microphone. You don't have to scream.
Shark.
Alright, you big piece of shit. Alright, Shark. That's me hitting a bit. Alright, Shark. What are you doing here?
The giant's the big man on campus. I'm the one that almost ended Hulkamania. Now I'm going to end.
That is true.
Ooh, if they form a tag team, they could actually be called
Giant Shark.
No. Megalodon.
Ooh.
Or Clever. They call Giant Shark.
Fucking
Megalodon.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Oh, wait a minute,
oh, shit,
dude.
They put me in a box, too. I can't believe this. I'm in 4-4.
I was going to make a Alice in Chains joke, but I don't even think that song's out at this point.
Oh, brother, I'm stuck. Look in the box.
Fucking Man Called Sting ass song.
Oh, shit. Oh, god damn it. I didn't even pay you. Why are you
George
hitting
Foreman.
Me? That was fucking Mike Tyson for a second. What the
dude,
hell?
Dean has one of those guys, that guy's grills.
Shaq!
What the hell?
Shaq! Young Shaq is actually cursed as hell, by the way. It's cursed as hell. Who the fuck?
Dennis Rodman!
Pre-NWO was extremely cursed.
Bro was collecting NBA players.
Ooh, where are the Twin Towers?
No, whatever no, Sam. Games. He's collecting something very different.
Crack.
I don't get it.
Crack.
I'm gonna let it sit in the air. You can figure it out, you know.
I don't get it.
I've been shitting it. That's a big-ass check. I didn't even cash it. What the fuck are you doing here? Yeah, dude.
I have a lot of friends in the community,
like,
brother.
I was just about to say, this kind of feels like a PR tour for Hogan.
I don't get it.
I have a lot of friends in the community, dude.
I don't get it.
Yeah, dude, the gay community. The community. I have a lot of friends there, brother. Just don't come to your mind.
Round two!
Oh my god, that guy's suit almost died!
I can't believe I missed fucking Scott Hall.
Oh wow. We'll go back, it's fine.
I mean, I've seen it before. Not a big deal.
Yeah, well.
But fuck.
Yeah. It's the entire reason we watched this episode instead of even their Florida. It's such a good way to fucking start.
Welcome back.
Sam misses every fucking iconic WCW moment. It's such a good bit.
Welcome back to the Damn Right Podcast.
During the Hogan turn, he's like, ah, shit, I missed it.
Wait, the what?
God damn it.
The Hogan turn? That'll never happen.
Read the sheets. Yeah, he turned around. Looked at Shaq, he said, oh shit, brother.
Oh shit, brother. I didn't know you were. Never mind.
He's like, oh, I didn't realize you were standing there. I turned on the light. Yes, that very well could happen. We'll find out at Great American Bash. By the way, we have decided we're not going to signify the interruption. I had to pop for that. Wasn't that good?
That's pretty good. And we're
going to kick it off. Fuck you.
What the fuck is the giant? Oh, thank you.
the big boys play. I don't care what.
He's the fucking world champion right now.
Is this a main event? How much time is left? Started.
Is this start of the second hour?
Yeah. Oh my God, Shart!
He's a fat motherfucker.
Shart!
The Shark,
a
big man. The Shark.
So powerful.
So is this Shark Boy's dad or something?
No, it's that Shark Man.
Oh yeah, sorry. This is Grandpa.
Holy shit! But quite possibly. Oh, baby!
Yo, look at this 38-year-old man.
Melee. Melee's dead.
Oh, he's too base to make fun of yet. He is. Oh my God, Chad!
I see what they call him, the Giant.
They call you, alright. They call you the Shark? WCW champion, Shark's gonna have his work cut out for him. Well, another man who is gonna have his work ridiculous. Cut out for him is Lex Luger, a man who backed in so Sean, to a shot if you don't win, thanks to I will in fact
the, belt.
Disown you. I'm talking to you, Shark. Win.
The Shark is 33 years old in this.
No, he's not.
That's
he really?
Crazy.
Yes, he's 33.
I hate 90s. 33, and you have him doing this is absurd.
Thank you, Nick Patrick.
Wasn't the entire thing like Vince didn't want to use Vince Savage anymore, and he was like, well, let's give him what? Like,
so he was too old.
Or something, yeah. And I'm like, all right, dude.
Meanwhile, John Cena is about to main event WrestleMania.
Kenny's up in 48. I'm like, yeah, sure, you're right.
You want to know what's even worse? In 9 years, he's dead.
For the Giant?
No, the Shark.
Oh.
9 years, John Cena's gonna die?
I like how John asked who, the Giant, as the only alive man in the fucking match.
Nick Patrick's not dead.
Yeah, Nick Patrick died? What the fuck? I missed it?
I was gonna celebrate.
Also, Jimmy Hart's.
Also,
Jimmy Hart's
also
very
dead.
Much alive. Yeah, he is actually awesome.
Holy
very much
fuck.
Alive. I went to freaking Saturday night, fucking made a bet, and he was there. I'm a shark.
Do a drop kick. Shark can come out of this as the WCW heavyweight champion of the world, or he can be mounted over the mantelpiece. Wait a minute. Sounds like a big fish, or he can go to Mrs. Paul's and be fish sticks. And
you see that boot right across the throat. That's one heck of a lot. That's fish insane too. About you have to put in the deep fryer. About 2 years. Really, really fucking Lex Cartman.
Yeah.
That's even more insane, honestly.
Oh my God, the 500 pound.
And he's 35, watching fucking South Park. That's the dream.
Real
man,
me
honestly,
for real.
35-year-old man.
Oh my God, the 500 pound shark.
I'm a shark.
I'm a damn shark. And the giant picked him up like he was picking up a grain of. I'll tell you what, Heenan, I was just about to say, I'll eat this desk if the giant can pick what? Him up and body slam him. He not only picked
he's gonna
him
up eat your fucking him, desk?
That's crazy.
He know your ass.
I don't know why he's eating it. I'm hungry. I'm gonna eat your desk, Sam.
I'm hungry.
I'm gonna eat your desk. This is a match.
Yeah. What kind of strategy could it's you happening.
Right. To try
to defeat this man. You want a war?
You
remember Bischoff
just a couple weeks back? You want Shark? Lex Luger by the throat, knocked over the candelabras, the champagne, the ice bucket, and picked Lex Luger up and jammed him right through a table. And Luger swore that would never happen again. Right. He says the next time I get in the ring with that man, I'm.
Can you like do a move or something? This is kind of fucked up. The Shark. Gouging the eyes, digging into the face of the world heavyweight champion, the Giant. A man you can be sure
is watching closely. Joe, get his. A quick look at him a little earlier. You can bet the Hulkster looking on at everything.
tonight in this inaugural two-hour broadcast of WCW Monday Night Live on TNT, and we'll be coming to you each and every week from this point forward. The first hour at 8 o'clock, the second hour starting approximately at 8:50 each and every week here.
That's not how hours work.
And it gets hotter. The second hour, you have to wear asbestos.
Yes, it is. I count to 60 and an hour passes.
Oh.
Big boot comes up. 500 pounds. Ready to launch.
Oh, my cock. Oh. Jimmy Hart just almost fucking died for real.
It's a fair shame he didn't succeed.
Yeah, well. Holy fuck, Daddy.
Oh,
shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking shit, Daddy. I just fell. Oh my God, the Undertaker!
Got the Shark Stopper! The Shark Stopper!
He not only body slammed him, he picked him up with one hand.
Oh my God, that arc.
Alright.
You're so stupid.
Am I wrong?
Chat clip that.
Pick that man up. What's Bubba doing in here?
What was this?
Oh my God! Jig a bell now.
This is cursed.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, I can't believe this. He's gonna go bald. I can't believe this.
Oh yeah, before I leave, Giant, by the way, your daddy died.
No!
The Giant Bubba.
What?
Giant Bubba. Giant
Rogers. The Clippers. Bald! Bald!
Half bald. Only saved half of his head.
Imagine getting your haircut and your fucking barber stops halfway through and punches you in the fucking jaw.
Credit card fucking declines. Ah, haircut.
Alright, eat his hair.
I hope he does eat it. That'd be sick.
Nom 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 nom.
Fucking Bukudo Hero off with some powers.
The fuck are you?
I thought that was from Mike Awesome for a second.
I also thought it was Mike Awesome.
Luger!
Alright, welcome back. We are live coming to you.
And,
you want a war?
I want to let you know that before the end of the hour...
Do the cruiserweights exist yet?
He wants to call me a Ken
doll. Yeah, right.
He can do that, I guess. He wants to
have... Call them instead.
Let's see what kind of challenge this group has got to issue. WCW,
who are you?
You look like someone.
Max!
Max!
TJ Max.
Vince would absolutely make you fucking WWE champion now.
Yeah, as Brian Cage.
Wait a minute. The balls.
You know what? He's not that far. He's not even in the fucking ring yet, and they started Luger's shit. You kidding me? I'm gonna fight Masks.
Masks.
Absolutely out of his mind. He is barred from any.
Who are you?
Alright.
Nation.
Nation. He wants to in any arena around the country. How's it going? Hey, how's it going? You're on an angle. Oh shit, it fucking farted at me. Tell me when I fart. How's it going? How's it going? Fuck you guys. Hey, how's it going, Nation?
Well, absolutely nobody.
How's it going? The Macho Man Randy Savage is nuts.
What do you mean? I fucking love my
nuts. Oh my God!
Invira.
The television champion. The man is also one half, along with Sting, WCW.
Look at this fucker, Max. And
there's Big Max. This guy would have been world champion in like 2005.
Max.
All right, time to look up his cage match.
I don't think this is a cage match.
Oh my God, give me the title.
What?
Oh.
Max.
Where, yes, thank you very much, the big boys do play.
Oh, that's Lex.
Max.
Look at the adjectives.
Nice haircut.
Lex.
Yeah, if you're going to the chair.
Look at the
adjectives.
Hey, yo.
You know what chair.
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 All right.
that victory over the World Television Champion. Not a loss that Lex Luger would want to have hovering over his head this close to the Great American Bash. Coming to you live from Baltimore and exclusively on pay-per-view June 16th. Luger versus the Giant, the world title match.
All right, take it home, kid.
We've been talking a lot about Steve McMichael and Kevin Green, and yes, Kevin Green is scheduled to appear on the Jay Leno show tomorrow night. You can bet that he and Jay Leno will be talking a lot about
we gotta watch that.
The Great American Bash. They're going to be taking out Ric Flair and Arn Anderson. The Cruiserweight title on the line. Rey Mysterio Jr. breaking his way into WCW.
What the?
The challenge for the Cruiserweight title.
What? Oh,
Malenko's championship. But right now it is Lex Luger and
Oh, Dean Malenko is the Cruiserweight champion, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of power.
For him.
And Luger can't take this guy easy.
I would like to see him.
It'd be cool.
Not this, respectfully, but I like Luger, but I don't want to see this.
He's taking his time now. Now, does he want Max to think he's stronger than he is? Is he giving him some false confidence, or is he just luring him in to eat him up? Luger can do that.
Yum, 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 yum.
And this man could walk out the new heavyweight champion of the world when he gets in there with the Giant. He has to beat the Giant. The Giant don't have to beat him. He's got a big task.
He
knows as well as I. He's a very, very proud man. Owns two titles already, and he could do it.
Lex Luger circling to his right. Max taking his time, and that's one thing that he has to do. He can't let the more experienced, more confident Lex Luger control the pace of this contest. If he does, Luger will eat him up like this afternoon's lunch.
Real quick.
Did I talk?
At the top of his game, a physical specimen coming off the ropes.
Body
slam and Max.
I'm a knee.
Him hard, covers him, but
we're gonna mute.
Lex Luger, too much stamina, too much power, too much endurance. But he better get the heck off the floor, or he's gonna be too much of a floor mat.
Well, Max wasted a little time there. He covered him. He caught him in that scoop slam. He should have really hooked that leg and gone for it there. He had the
Bischoff might be all-timer shit commentator.
He just wasted a little too much time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there well. Be a three-pointer. He's also all-time shit.
Person.
Yeah, all-time shit, everything else.
Yeah.
All-time shit.
All right, back with you. Apologize for the interruption.
You want a shit?
We have got a wrestling program to bring to you. No more interruptions. I'll let him speak at the end of the hour. Right now, you have got Max.
Do you want Shark?
Away at the back of the total package, Lex Luger.
He can't do cute things.
Hey, Luger, why are you selling?
Why is this still going, actually? Lex, have you considered just simply beating Max?
He's only semi. He's not the total.
He's been the heavyweight champion of the world before.
Semi-package.
Almost had him there.
Big package, Lex Luger.
And Max now hooks
him. Kind of hard, package. Lex Luger.
What?
Semi-flaccid Lex Luger.
I think just as a pervert.
I agree.
Think? Think?
You have no proof?
Oh, there is plenty of proof.
I don't need proof when I got allegations.
One.
Not gonna be Luger with a move like that. You can drop an elbow on Luger, but if you want to pin him, you better hook that leg. You can get Luger where he can't move.
This reminder again coming up at the Great American Bash, exclusively on pay-per-view. In addition to the NFL taking on WCW with Kevin.
Entire
Green.
NFL.
That's awesome.
Chris Benoit facing the Ooh.
Oh my God.
No.
No, oh,
it's that match.
Oh, it might be.
It is that match.
Oh, fucking, we started out a crazy time. Oh, just, we're going to be insufferable. Get to watch. You know, it's his. Oh, man, it's a shame that after all of, like, the fucking Benoit jokes, now we get to watch, like, the fucking origin story. I think that's fucking crazy.
Eric, you seem to think that microphone
heard the prequel.
The prequel.
I still think Luger
prequel trilogy.
Oh.
I think
we
oh,
God.
Perfect timing on the boot.
You can see the beginning stages of Benoit's CTE.
Yeah, the prequel. CT prequel.
The squeakle.
CT pre.
CT pre.
Dropped him like a sack of rocks. That one put right on
I'm about to drop myself like a sack of rocks. Holy fuck.
I dropped my cock.
Boy, he barely got him. He almost lost him.
The show started off pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe wrestling just sucks as a whole.
I've been saying that.
Oh my god. Never mind. We're so back.
Crack.
What? Hey kid, stop sandbagging.
The torture crack. Hell. It's a burning hammer. Lex invents the fucking shock treatment in 96. Imagine.
He went down and got some extra. He showed the world I can pick this man up. This man at well over 300 and some pounds. Put him on my back. Get a good look, Giant. You could be in the torture rack, and I could become champion of the world.
Well, Gino, let's go to him now. How'd you come from? Oh, no clip.
No clip. The total
package, Lex Luger, as you probably 27-year-old Mean Gene. On June the 16th
in Baltimore, Maryland. Bro's only 17 here. Lex Luger, the total package, Lex. Is the man who's going to be getting the shot at the Giant for the
WCW heavyweight title. But Lex Luger, I want what? To go back in time.
I don't know if you want to speculate on your chances against the Giant, but this is a very unique opportunity,
and especially the way you got it. What do you mean the way I got it?
Well, all of a sudden, Diamond Dallas Page was denied the title shot, and obviously the championship committee put you in the driver's seat, so to speak.
Gene, I don't make the matches. WCW
I'm not the booker.
Make the matches, and nobody, I mean nobody, wants the Giant more than the total package, because we know what happened to me last time we wrestled.
As a matter of fact, I want to just for the record go back and take a look. This has got to be one of the most awesome things I have ever seen. You talk about his display of strength, but to choke slam you into that table is unbelievable.
Unbelievable isn't the word.
This happens like every night in ECW.
Yeah, well.
Arguably worse every night in ECW.
Yeah.
I cannot believe.
I feel like his career's
if that was like fucking 9-1-1, you would have went on your head.
What do you mean you can't believe it?
He didn't try get to up. Win a match. Giant, you tried to take me out. But the mistake that
this guy in the front row, by the way, has the most symbolic hairline I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my god.
This is the most symbolic hair I've ever seen in my entire life.
Landstorm.
What?
You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Alright, you know what? And it's coming your way.
All right, no,
thank
you
very much. Like
no,
the race,
ladies and gentlemen, do not mistake the size of the Giant for the size of this man we just saw in the ring for Luger to put in the rack would almost
be confused. The size of the Giant. The size of the Giant, Justin. Head-to-head at the Great American
Bash. Let's get back to you with the break. Don't be fooled by the size of the Giant and the size of the rack.
Remember when Sam was like, all right, see, Leffert, that's a good match. You got it right here on Nitro. I was gonna say, remember when Sam was like, oh, I know, watching Leffert WCW, you know, we get this fucking colorful cast of like, you know, new people. Who the fuck are like fucking happy of? Who are
we're watching,
half of you, actually?
Who are you?
We're watching current NXT, actually.
Real.
Yeah, actually.
Who are you?
Oh, you are... Hard work.
Hard work.
I'll be walking.
Hard work.
I'm hard cock.
Hard
John.
Work. All right.
You call me.
Hard work.
They call me hard. They call me hard walk, Bobby Walker over here.
All right, hard. So let me ask you.
Hard.
The break is crazy. Maybe Scott Hall. Come on again, because I don't give a shit about
this. Better than any deferable.
How?
Brad Armstrong!
You're supposed to be in the moon. Bobby Heenan, how do you
see the matchup? What?
Alright, idiot. You. You're a fucking idiot.
No, that was Buzz Lightyear, you idiot.
Oh, you're right. No, that's Woody.
I'll show you Woody.
Hard work.
Hard work.
Hard cock. Hard cock.
Hard work.
Time to go to work.
Yes, he does. Time to go to work.
Time to go to work, Bobby Walker.
As a kid, he was put homework.
Damn, I gotta wake up and go to work, Bobby Walker.
Remote work, Bobby Walker.
Interrupted here. Getting my alarm went off.
Is this pandemic gimmick?
Yeah.
Won't work.
Remember, why'd you gotta wake me up? For work, I was having a good dream. Bobby Walker. Like vultures anywhere, so we won't name names. Everybody knows who he is. He wants I got to you 0 extra minutes of TV time. How's that make you feel? Broadcast, not now.
And you have got Brad Armstrong.
Oh. Hard.
Hard work.
Oh.
Dog shit at times. Work.
This is a fucking YDR fed gimmick.
Hard work.
I say hard
work.
You say work.
Hard work.
Cock. Hard. Cock. No. We're gonna try that one more time.
Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. We gotta put him in the E-fed.
She used to, might hard. He honestly sounds like a
hard work, like, Bobby Walker.
He's the only real guy in the fucking yeah. bed. But he looks.
He sounds the most.
He's the most made up.
Sounds yeah, like he sounds the most fake.
Hard work, Japan. Hard work, hard work, hard work.
Dean, what can you tell me about hard work, Bobby?
He honestly might know.
Motivated.
Of course he knows.
Mark. I will actually ask him right now.
Yeah, oh Brett Armstrong hates hard work. Whoa! Holy
oh my
shit!
God. Boy, when I break my fucking leg. Oh, my God.
Oh baby! Yeah, this guy's ready arm pilled.
Hard work.
Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Yeah, shoot the half.
Me when I float over and shoot the half.
Whoa! Alright, this dude was before his time.
This guy's off his time, actually.
Yeah, you're right.
Hard work.
Yes, dude, before his time. June 96.
I'm sorry.
June 96 was his time.
Yeah.
Alright, which one was attacking the Deadlock Boys? Which one was attacking the Deadlock Boys to book Hard Work Bobby Walker for DPW?
Anyway, I want to see if he's like dead or not, because I don't know anything about this guy.
Hard work. Hard work. Hard work.
FM Body Works.
He is alive.
Alright, you're an idiot.
This guy is employed until 2000?
That's crazy. I've never heard of this man in my life.
So his uncle's.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
Fucking, yes. But. They're going to dig in. Wonder about Patterson, the guy that went to their home with him a few years ago. That had the weird ass speech, you know what I'm talking about?
What?
Wonder about Patterson?
No.
Hard work, Bobby Walker. Alright, sorry, look him up.
No.
My fault. What does he do? Flair is spending all the money
Miss Elizabeth has from he works hard. Mm-hmm.
Now think about this. That's true. McMichael's is doing remember the company until his release in February of 2000. That's absurd.
Got out at the perfect time.
Honestly, yeah. He's done nothing since.
You know,
so
if he had stayed until the end, he probably would have the fucking US title in like late 2000, early 2001.
Hard work pays off.
Oh, he could have won the fucking WCW title.
Yeah, probably.
Whoa!
Oh, he was involved in the African racial lawsuit against. Guys, so maybe that's why he left.
Whoa!
On April 3rd, 2001, a judge ruled the WCW had not committed fraud or breached the contract of the plaintiffs and discrimination lawsuit could proceed.
Oh my god.
Because the World Wrestling Federation and World Wrestling Entertainment have purchased WCW.
Oh my god, dude, you gotta stop trying to do that.
Right. Hard work.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, dude! Torpedo Moscow!
Me and I have. Me and I invent moves randomly.
Could finish.
Diving CTE to both people.
He honestly wasn't bad.
He almost died every time he went to the top rope, but it's okay.
That's fine though, but kinda like me also doing the same.
Oh, he has the Jimmy Hart edition of Eye of the Tiger.
Did he do anything after this? Like, he was on shaky footing and on shaky ground and was going
nowhere. He launched it. He landed it. Which Trailer Park Boy has the glasses, Sam?
Bubbles.
It is Bubbles, okay. That was him in the crowd.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw him.
I did.
This guy does absolutely fucking nothing in WCW.
Yeah, no shit.
It's kind of...
What the? Wow! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Alright, dude.
Holy shit!
Holy crap!
Big sexy. Big sexy fucking giant.
I'm a big sexy giant!
Uncensored!
Uncensored!
Shazam!
Newsstands!
Alright, we are back! We are back! Oh. Oh, wait.
Yeah, download the app.
What?
Edit B. Edit B. Oh, baby.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, my.
Lord
Steven Regal.
Here I am, Sunshine. I'm here to whoop your ass. Give me that shit, you bastard. Fuck you. Fuck you too, Sunshine.
He wants to talk, he'll get his shot. At the end of the broadcast, his yard rent attire. Depending on
whether or not he can, I don't know. I mean, I don't. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Busted.
Oh my god!
Busted! The Macho Man Randy Savage. Is it time?
Is it time? Is it the YDR debut?
Can it be?
This is unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah. He's here.
It's Berlin.
That's Wunderkind.
That's right, Das Wunderkind. I'm serious. Like a caged animal, like a loose. You better absolutely hit that shit.
I need this motherfucker to come back. Oh my god!
Hit that shit. Hit that shit. Hey. Hey.
Favorite white brother.
In your head.
Fuck you, Melee.
He's living in when and where? He wants
to burst out. If you're not doing your bit, I hope that means you might be winning. Boy, Ric Flair.
But Flair's busy right now, spending his money.
Oh shit, Sunshine.
Fucking all-timer match right here.
This could actually go crazy. Hold on. Hugo looks like a sick fucker here, too. Created by the giant, you've got to wonder. Hulk Hogan, he may be traveling around the world. He may be doing a lot of things for charities and hanging out with guys like Sugar Ray Leonard. Wait a minute, you German bastard. But you can bet the great Hulk Hogan watching closely at everything that is going on here
on Nitro. Oh, we're grapple fucking. Well, one good thing, at least
him and his buddy Shaquille. I'm just fucking. Finals in the NBA in a couple weeks, so Shaquille
won't be in it. Yeah, I'll tell you another guy. This is as close as I'm going to get to fucking Regal Zack Sabre Jr. Two of them, the Nasty
Boy, hanging out with Dennis Rodman. Just about ruined Dennis Rodman. That's Wunderkind Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yeah, well.
He stays out all night. He's not a lot out in the daylight.
Steve Regal. Alex Wright. Alex Wright, tremendous young prospect here in WCW.
He chills when his brother Alex Wrong shows up and they feud.
Alex Ryder. Alex Left.
Alex Left. Silent W.
Yeah.
Silent W. Alex More Right.
He's wrestled for food. Alex Alt Right.
Whoa! Whoa! Man, I wish he was still fucking wrestling now because that'd be such a good, stupid indie bit. Alex fucking Alt Right. That'd be such a good bit. And they're coming from all over the world. From yes, England, from Germany, you name them. They got them coming from Mexico. Invited and uninvited, I might add. And all right.
Speaking of uninvited,
we got to do it anyway. Oh.
I don't think he can do the alt-right gimmick. I'm sorry.
What? One.
Why do you say
two.
That?
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
We don't have to do anything.
Anyway.
What? Oh my.
The hell?
Oh my god.
Is it Glacier?
The old one?
It's Glacier!
The big cold one is fucking crazy.
The big cold one. crack open a cold one with the boys in WCW.
And welcome back. We are in
the crazy thing to come back to.
It's Glacier comes out.
Peak, right?
And hey, I want to take this opportunity to say a good hello to a good fan, a viewer, regular viewer of WCW, Dave Redica, out in Washington.
What?
He's doxing people on TV.
Here's his address.
He's doxing. Here's his address. You happen to
be in. He's a Redica. Thank you.
No, Mel is.
I thought you said he's a rent-a-cop.
No, not a rent-a-cop.
One of those guys that stand out the...
I rent a cop.
Traffic moving.
What?
The two-cell flashlight. No, I don't know. It's just a stab in the dark.
Not using mine. Or
Steven Regal now with a European uppercut.
The European uppercut.
Me when I forget move names.
The drop to hold. Excuse me, drop to hold takedown. Drop to hold suplex. Eric Bischoff, you will die. Come
on. Oh, shit. The more
seasoned veteran. Yeah, beat the shit out of him. Yeah.
Just Travis Scott tapes.
Cruiser champion Dean Malenko. Hit him again. This man knows a lot of ways to
take you down too. His Lord no, also, four.
Thank you.
Also, this is our first time back on the air since the John Cena shit.
Yeah, John Cena turned heel. I called it. Fuck you. Suck my dick. I was right.
Yeah, let him
I
know.
Did too.
If you guys are upset about Travis Scott doing what he did,
kill yourself.
Fuck you. You're,
kill yourself.
You're right. Such a
real grabs.
Bitch.
Real grabs.
Holy right. Let him know. No, he didn't steal the com.
The Stinger. Accidents happen.
That was
that means
not an accident.
Cody's
but...
gonna hit him. That means Cody's
tell us for the culture.
Yeah.
I'm Travis Scott.
So yeah, shoot cop caller.
Yeah, the receipts. All right. He called the cops. On. Doesn't even hit a move.
Any of the fans that
heard some of the comments earlier,
you know,
to come out here and I got 2-5 referee. Alright. Shut up, bro. I got 2-5 in it.
I don't care. I could probably sit here and watch another 20 minutes of Regal just do dumb shit.
Fortunately, WWE has fucking time limits, so I don't know how far long this goes. Unfortunately. Oh my god. I don't know if they've ever met, but a lot of the have 205 sunshine.
I wonder what the UK indie scene looks like in 96.
Dog shit, probably.
Non-existent. Zack Sabre Jr. debuted.
Zack Sabre Sr.
Zack Sabre Sr.
Zack Sabre 1 year.
Zack Sabre 1 year says so that's awesome. Oh, he's in the ring right now. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
This is Zack Sabre 1 year.
Boing.
Oh my fucking god.
That's
actually pretty sick.
Really oh, he poked him in the eye, kicking out of that was awesome.
That's a good idea, though. Maybe move a little bit more forward next time.
No.
I need to know why Alex Wright was unhired by the Fed after
Herman.
Yeah.
Triple H was enough. They didn't need two.
There's only so many Iron Crosses you can fit on TV.
Yeah, real, honestly.
They probably would have just made him a Nazi, wouldn't they have?
Yeah.
Yes!
That's why they hired Heidenreich.
We're gonna make Heidenreich a Nazi!
Yeah, you're right!
To make him a Nazi! So yes, they would have. Well, when they're done
with Kevin Green and his football career, put him with Heyman, too, which is even more fun. Yeah.
Boing, boing. Oh, oh. Ooh!
Ooh! Ooh!
Ooh!
We are putting on a clinic! If I'm Dave Meltzer, I'm giving this 5 stars.
Regal fighting his demons. Alex Wright is
fatigued. That's what Regal has been trying to do. We on the Apple rating. The younger athlete win the battle of the Apple, Apple review. So far, it hasn't
worked. It's not good podcast for a good podcast.
Good podcast for a good podcast. Oh my god.
Nice. Timing is
everything he did. He wants I'm to make sure he's down. Yeah, don't waste your time, sauerkraut breath. Go get him. Oh, all right. All that right. Was a slur.
It's crazy.
That was a slur.
Oh my god. Standing wheel kick. Cover 1-2
and didn't get the 3 count. The Stinger, Scott Steiner on deck. We got coming
your way. And this just
every Monday night. All right. Just think it said that's enough. Oh my god. 1, 2, 3.
Hawk 2, 3.
He has all three legs for
Hawk
that.
Hawk 2.
Anyway, minus 5 stars, we didn't even get him dancing.
Maybe he dances now.
Yeah, Regal.
Regal hits that shit right now, actually.
Regal hits the French tickler.
Regal, oh, so, oh my god.
The Bruv tickler.
It's the fucking Das Wunderkind dance with him.
Crazy.
Oh my god, could you imagine fucking Rene Dupree and fucking Das Wunderkind?
In a
PlayStation,
probably happen on like a fucking progress. I'm like a 23
original.
Something absurd. Such a sad, sad shame for Alex Wright. Poor competitor. Jeez.
But his whole family's uglier than him. How's that? See, what?
That's crazy. You almost had it, didn't you? Almost had me. Let's go now.
This
is dude.
It's Jeeves.
Jeeves.
Thank you, Eric.
No clip.
Stop. No clip.
God damn it, I was about to say that too. But
the one thing that the fans bring out to me as I travel around the country. 48-year-old Steven Regal.
He's got the Gunter physique.
Yeah, so
he's really fucked up. You miserable
little toad. Let him know.
Yeah, let him know. Austin, what does LSR stand for?
What?
Now I have your attention. It's Memorial Day. My father was so pleased I beat Junior Adolf there.
Holy fuck!
What did he say?
Junior.
Junior. True, man. I'm speed of Adolf Junior in it. Like, what the fuck?
What? I put the toughest man in wrestling
out of the bloody game. Oh, really said that and they fucking kept it is insane. From another what did the Fed hired him? Wanting to take on war.
Don't forget. Oh, are you talking about my war? Because I'm
going nowhere. You want Adolf? That's kind of cringe, Chico. Can I should point out just for the record
the affection that these fans have for you. I couldn't help but notice the one youngster here giving you half a peace
sign. I don't think they think that highly of your personality. Half a peace sign is crazy.
That's mean,
we the ones.
You are not bothered by such meager peasants. And that means you, Sunshine. The 2 years. Now, to prove myself, I am going to make a statement,
a challenge if you wish, to the man they call the franchise. If Shane Douglas. This man and you.
No.
Mr.
Sting, I hope you're
listening. Oh. I will then be Mr. Sting. Steam here
and maybe get a shot at this Mr. Sting. We have as a I want that hey. They get to fight over just to keep their name now.
What? I
can't stand the heat. Steve? Steven Regal and Steven Sting.
Steven Sting.
Steven. Steven Sting. Yeah, why they call him Mr. Sting? It's his last name.
You're right.
Watch the product.
Sorry.
I'm blind.
Sorry about that.
Alright, there we are.
I'm blind, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm blind, Judas.
Judas.
This is when the first call to come out.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh
my god.
Somehow this isn't even like his final form yet.
This is legit just Big AJ.
That's awesome.
fucking bring the boom!
I did not expect to see him come out, ponytail, fucking titties already out.
Get out of here! Fucking butter! He got my big boobs! Something like
that. Like that. What could have been his career if he didn't get injured sure many times?
They just played the exact same song.
I was just about to say, they just loop the.
Like,
they just keep the theme song
yeah,
going?
Because, like, that's the exact same song. That's actually kind of cursed. Oh, he just hit Ric Flair's VIP section and whacked 2 pieces of cheese. That Stinger makes his way to the ring, and the little Stinger spins around,
reacts. You betcha, buddy. The Stinger. Man called Sting.
And you talk about a physical. He's a man contact. Called Steve. You
talk about. He's a man called Steve. Right Steve.
Also, this is somehow Sting's
Bodyguard debut, question mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's extremely fucked up.
Like, that's so natural.
What?
Yes. So is Sting. I'm not sure how many single matches he's had. Not a lot. Sting has had a lot of single matches. But lately he's been teamed with Lex Luger, his partner, a lot. So now this is pretty even. You got to give the power to Scott Steiner, but you got to give the experience to Stinger.
I would say the experience and right now the self-confidence. In a singles contest, I'd have to agree with you. The self-confidence would have to go in the Stinger's corner. Man, don't sell him. Don't sell Stinger short when it comes to power.
And don't forget, Scott Steiner is one half of the Steiner brothers. So that means he's only
mind.
So they're both half-wits.
I have half the brain that you do. 100%
at any given time without each other there.
You know, Rick's going to be out here in just a little bit.
Chuck!
No, that's okay. You can keep Rick in the back.
No, I wasn't talking about Rick Steiner. I'm about Rick Murphy.
Rick in the back.
Guy. You don't know him.
Yeah. Scott Steiner.
Very impressive, very powerful.
Thank you.
Steiner, been around the world. Rick Steiner, Scott Steiner. Have made a name for themselves in Japan, where they are probably the number one tag team in Japan, and quite possibly
you'll see, you'll see, you'll see.
Second only to, of course, the world tag team champions,
and they could become the world tag team champions. Just give them the opportunity. They've been there before.
Hops.
Jesus Christ.
Really hops.
Power that Sting represents and brings to the ring. He has got so much strength in his legs, and it's so quick. He'll never win a bodybuilding contest, but I'll tell you what, he can really launch when he needs to.
That was actually incredible. Jump up and part your
hair with both feet at the same time. The man's that agile, that much in shape. Look at this, look at this.
Right down on a concrete floor.
Look, his knee could have hit that bottom rail. He could be out of it. He could be on the shelf. He could be crippled. He could be done. Those kind of moves are too dangerous. You know, you're going to see him here.
You know what's interesting, Bobby, is these guys, really, they're putting their friendship to the side. They've approached this match from the beginning of the match. So as soon as that bell rang, they didn't play around here. They didn't high-five each other. I mean,
took, like,
no
two
sign.
Steps,
you really wouldn't know that these two guys are friends if you didn't know them outside of the ring.
I think they have that mutual respect for each other. They may be friends and say hi and shake hands.
That just looks like
RVD. Now, when you're in here right now, everybody wants the biggest share of that purse. You want to go on the win. That's what you're in this thing for. You're not in any buddy system or anything like football players do. Uh-uh. This is where men play. Big time.
Belly-to-belly suplex. And staying moving a little slow, this is where those high-impact takeovers, takedowns, we're talking about the belly-to-backs, the back-to-back suplexes, the gut-wrench suplexes, the Frankensteiners, those are the kind of moves that the Steiners employ that can really hurt you.
Crazy odd double axe handle.
Set him up and then move out of the way.
You're welcome.
Sting's had his bell rung, no doubt about it. And Steiner's just minutes away from beating him if he wants. He's all yours for the taking, but you got to get him in that ring.
How many times have you said that and been wrong?
Well, Sting,
cover one, and you may be right.
He times there. He, well, he's not. Sometimes he cheats.
Something wrong with your.
Me when I have a fucking stroke.
Backup, come on, too soon.
Oh, fuck.
No, if your mic goes out, we've got an extra one right out of the table. Oh, man!
Oh, my God.
Crazy fucking pump.
That killed
him. Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna watch him die in real time, huh?
We're gonna make it.
You're gonna have Dean on?
Yeah. We're gonna strap him to a chair and make him watch.
Yeah, I'm strap him to a chair, all right.
And believe me, his lordship, Stephen Regal, is watching this very, very closely. He threw out a challenge to the Stinger. Hasn't been answered yet, and I doubt it will be, but he's watching. Believe me. Watching.
You're a fucking jabroni, Mark, if you think Sting's going to answer your challenge. Fucking Lord Steven Regal.
Nick Patrick looked like he hurt his hand on that
such
count.
A base name.
Come on, referee. Didn't your father ever teach you to count to three? Well, maybe not that family.
What?
Uh-oh.
Steiner now. Going for the STF.
Oh, my God. Heel Cena.
He's got the leg. He's got the cross face. This is a punishing submission hold. What Steiner's trying to do now is get...
Seth Rollins did this to fucking Punk on Raw.
Look at Sting. He's going to be like a
Ah, so this is when Roman comes out.
This is when Roman comes out.
I think he even has the John Cena here. What he needs to do
is work that cross face across the side of the face, get his head turned,
and pull the neck up as he's putting the pressure on. Sting, of course, trying to block it. He wants to keep Oh no, that's the jibble here. It's the only defensive
position that Sting has at this point. It's either that or get to the ropes and hurt. And there's a lot of pressure put on that leg right now. He released
it. There's still friendship here. Oh, that ends his career right there. Steiner would
not have released that hold. Submission attempt again. Cross armbreaker.
And believe me, Lex Luger's watching this too, because his partner won half of the tag team championship with him.
Well, Gay Sting. One of the Steiners.
Woke Sting.
Woke Sting.
This is the rainbow face paint. He's trying to take out the shoulder and the elbow. Propels on a stripper pole. Against the grain here.
After, he's got the cover. He's got it locked. Stinger's in trouble here. He's got to roll up on that shoulder. Don't let that shoulder get pinned. The
farther that's safe,
shoulder
dude.
Away from him, keep that shoulder up. Little things you learn and you know.
Is this the fucking main?
Both men now showing a little bit of fatigue. Yeah. Scoop, slam. Stinger has got to get it going. He's got to get it going. Notice Scott Steiner is not going in for the kill. He's not going in for the pin. Why? Is that mutual respect or is he just stupid?
Hello.
Take what you want, pal.
If you want him, beat him. I don't know what y'all are talking about, and it's kind of scaring me.
I will now for a second too. Hold on.
Just send it to all of us.
No, I can't do that.
The only person you would have not sent it to at that point is me. And
that I might add is I send that to you individually, because it's not the person send in chat.
Oh.
All right.
It's something I should send in chat. Right. So.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that was why.
Oh my god. Holy fuck.
Oh, wait a minute. All right. Sam, I know what we're doing after this.
I'm scared.
Oh my god, it's Matt Hall. You never know who
it's gonna be. All right.
It's the semi. It's the semi.
You want a war? Something. No doubt in my
mind. Let's lose. Oh my god, Scott Hall.
Where all my dogs at? Now, hopefully we can maintain some decorum
and control here. Let these two athletes fight it out in the ring. Luger engineered this, though. He made the first step out. And I'll give you you're doing that when you're absolutely right. But he's not doing nothing yet. He's just standing there. Sting's going for a ride. Sting is in trouble here, and there's nowhere for him to go but down. Right on the small of his back. And he went down hard.
Hard work.
And Scott Steiner feeling like he's got control of this thing.
It's the Big E gimmick that he was doing in the backstage area with the construction hat.
Let's hope it stays that way, because so far this has been a clean match. No controversy, just two tremendous athletes.
He missed it. You don't see that. Oh my god!
You want to take a back bump for no reason?
He's in the ropes. He's in the ropes. And a clean break.
Clean a break.
Now's when Sting's gonna put the boots to him. He's gonna start ripping at his eyes, tearing at an ear, pulling his hair. Keep him down. Keep stomping him. Don't let him loose.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Pile driver.
Oh, was rich him a little bit.
Yeah. Two.
He got him.
Nope.
No.
Boy, this could have gone either way.
Oh! And it may still. It isn't over yet.
Luger's still out there on the floor pacing, back and forth.
You know, if I'm completely honest. Singer I think wrestling air. Fans just have too much of a voice now.
I agree. Right to the wrestling fans, shut the fuck up. Well, in
great shape. I agree.
Social media snoop killed wrestling, and I'm like,
real. Real.
Just like, we're watching this match from 1996.
Oh my
fucking
god.
God!
People would hate this now.
Somehow. Steiner just took a fucking...
Whoa!
Oh, baby.
Steiner just took the tombstone and just, like, kind of didn't He did. Did they? Did he go for the pin afterwards and he kicked out?
Bonfire just dropped Nike. There's Nike merch available on the Bonfire site now, so I'm going to have to do that.
Yep.
Copyright.
What?
A tag match.
I love when matches and then DQ.
All right, send for the man. Oh my God, hard work!
Oh my God,
they really did. They really did send for the man. Hard work, and Dolph Wonder Kid, and the American males.
American males. American males. Sting and Luger. Let him go. Let him fight. What the heck? Yeah, let him know. Real, real true. Luger, that was a cheap shot. You can say whatever you want. Emotion may have taken over a little bit earlier. No, no, no. The Steiner made a gesture. That's why he charged him.
All right. This one is thrown out. Steiner made a lewd gesture.
I tell you what. Mayhem here at the end of the night. And like I said, hours ago, these guys had to be considered some of the closest friends around. And tonight, it just breaks down here. Heenan, I don't know what to make of it.
Well, there is no friendship, like I said. They're both in that ring. They both want what each other has. They don't want that. They both want that position. They both want to be on top here at WCW. And the only way to do that is you got to kick people's butts. You got to make it.
Got to lick people's butts.
Hey, looky here.
Oh.
Whoa.
Or?
You want to war? I got to take a shit. Such
a big All right, good. And we, I fucking hate Scott Hall. I have to go shit. Sick of it. What do you mean,
who's we? We're sicko.
We. Hey,
this I'm going sicko mode. I'm going Chico mode.
Chico mode.
I tell you what. You go tell billionaire Ted. You tell him get three of his very, very best. Maybe the Nacho Man.
Ooh. Oh, wait. That was my gimmick.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, maybe you get the Stinger. Ooh, I'm so scared.
You go That's how I speak.
Anybody Real.
You want. Because we.
What do you mean we?
We are taking over. You want to go to war?
You want a war?
You want a war?
Yeah!
You got one. Only let's do it right.
You want a war?
In the ring, where it matters.
I don't get it.
Not on no microphones. Not in no newspapers or dirt sheets.
What
let's
the?
Let's do it in the ring, where it matters. If
Line.
Billionaire Ted and his big boys, if they got any guts. Because we
just probably drunk.
Are coming down
Real.
Here,
stepping over the line.
And like it or not, we are taking.
Shut up, over. Eric.
He just repeated the same promo.
You're out of here. You're out of here.
You want a war?
Yeah, with the spooky fingers.
Well, that just
I'll
happened.
Show you spooky fingers. All right, Justin, take us out.
Hey, well, that was the fucking Again. First episode of Nitro. That was 2 hours or whatever, and yeah. fucking Scott Hall debuted. Hard work.
Hard
I don't
work.
Even remember the rest of his name.
Bobby Hard Work. Bobby Wheeler. I don't fucking remember.
Anyway, for John, work, for Melee, Wheeler, for Yuta. Sam, I'm Justin. Fuck you, love you, bye.
Thank you, love you, bye. See you next month.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.